Open government advocates and some members of Congress are wary of giving agencies additional avenues to skirt FOIA requests, something they say many agencies already do too often. Senator Patrick Leahy is chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
I worry that since September 11th, there's been a far overuse of the secrecy stamp. It's too easy to say, well, this is secret. And maybe secret because, boy, did we screw up. When that happens, you know, excessive government secrecy can come at an unacceptable price. Harm to American public's interest in safety and healthy living, clean environment, and so on.
Leahy's committee held a hearing this week to focus on one potential upcoming FOIA exemption. Under the proposed Lieberman-Collins cybersecurity bill, information that private sector entities supply to the government about threats to critical infrastructure would be shielded from FOIA requests. It's a provision designed to promote information sharing. Kenneth Bunting is the director of the National Freedom of Information Coalition. He says Congress needs to be careful not to turn those information sharing incentives into giant FOIA loopholes.
With regard to FOIA, I think the worst thing would be a sweeping definition that was too loosely defined, where the words could be made to be whatever they wanted it to be. I mean, it was only a couple of months ago that you put language in the NDAA to try and write a narrow definition and also a public interest balancing test. But, you know, is it going to be enforced? Time will tell. Given any leeway, agencies will find a way to make it say what they want it to say. And so the key thing in writing and protecting the public interest to know, and not just tossing it out the window as you address these very real issues, is to write a definition that's narrow enough to make sure that there is the public interest is considered, and that you review it periodically going forward.
Other witnesses testified that agency abuses of FOIA loopholes isn't just a theoretical matter. Jerry Ensminger is a retired Marine Corps Master Sergeant. He believes his then 6-year-old daughter contracted leukemia because of contaminated groundwater while his family was living on Camp Lejeune in 1983. She died 2.5 years later. He wouldn't hear reports about the contaminated water until 1997.
That was the beginning of my journey on a search for answers and the truth. Little did I realize how difficult it would be getting the truth out of an organization which supposedly prides itself on honor and integrity. Representatives of the Department of the Navy and Marine Corps have knowingly provided investigating or studying agencies with incorrect data. They have omitted data. They have obfuscated facts and told many half-truths and total lies.
Now, Ensminger says, the Navy Department is trying to shield information about the groundwater contamination by classifying it as critical infrastructure information, exempt from FOIA. But the exercise of that FOIA exemption may get harder for DOD, at least if a newly enacted law is implemented as intended. That amendment to this year's defense authorization bill, offered by Leahy, tightens the definition of critical infrastructure information, and it requires DOD to use a balancing test to decide whether it's permitted to deny a FOIA request.
It requires government officials to affirmatively determine that withholding critical infrastructure information from the public outweighs other interests, such as ensuring that we have information on health and safety. Truly sensitive things can be withheld, but not done as a knee-jerk reaction.
But backers of FOIA protections for cybersecurity information say lawmakers need to consider one important fact. Cyber threats are fundamentally different from contaminated groundwater. Paul Rosenzweig is a George Washington University law professor who also advises private sector infrastructure operators on cybersecurity law.
The cyber threat is real and likely quite enduring. And virtually everyone who has examined the issue in the private sector has concluded that the cheapest, most cost-effective way to get a running start at addressing that threat is through enhanced information of sharing of cyber threat and vulnerability information, both between and amongst the private sector themselves and from the private sector to the government.
Rosenzweig says that threat information is something the government needs, and it's not something private companies are going to hand over if they know their confidential data is going to be subject to release under FOIA. He says making that information available to the public runs counter to the whole purpose of the Freedom of Information Act.
The purpose behind FOIA, as demonstrated quite clearly both in the Milner case and in Sergeant Ensminger's case, is the transparency of government functions. Thus, the main ground of a FOIA request is to seek information from the government about government and its operations. Here, in the cyber context, the FOIA exemption contemplated is in relation to a private sector information sharing that would not otherwise, sharing of information that would not otherwise come into the government's possession in the first instance. If we're serious about the cyber threat, and if we seek the voluntary sharing of information in order to foster the creation of a clear and manifest public good, then the voluntary agreement of private sector actors to provide that information will, in the first instance, be contingent upon the government's agreement not to subject them to adverse consequences.
Adverse consequences like publishing what cyber threats those infrastructure operators do and don't know about, and potentially exposing confidential business information to competitors. Meanwhile, the Obama administration is asking Congress to expand, or depending on your perspective, restore some of the exemptions to FOIA. That follows a Supreme Court decision last year that shut down an avenue to deny many FOIA requests under what's called Exemption 2 of the Act. Melanie Puste, the Justice Department's Director of Information Policy, says the decision left a lot of highly sensitive government data open to release.
There's a wide range of sensitive material whose disclosure could cause harm and which had previously been protected and which is now at risk.
She says it's a problem Congress needs to fix by restoring agencies' ability to withhold that information. Nonetheless, though, she says President Obama's default position is still to release information unless there's a compelling reason not to, to maintain a presumption of openness. Senator Chuck Grassley, the ranking member on the Judiciary Committee, has his doubts about how that's worked out.
He has put in place some statements and policies for more transparency and more openness. But I find it difficult, if I measure what he said he wanted to do with what has actually materialized. Either he didn't mean it, and I think he did mean it, and number two, the people below him aren't carrying out his policies. It's very, very difficult, not only under FOIA, but under our constitutional responsibility of oversight to get information. There's just a culture in the executive branch that's difficult to overcome.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.